Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to this week's editions of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live.
You ready to roll?
Yeah, KCNR1460.com. I am rolling. I'm rolling. And speaking of rolling, good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
How are you?
Not bad. Hard to believe that daylight savings kicks in a week.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. On the 10th.
Do we do that every day? Do we do that every year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
But of course,
I'd love
spring
to ask
forward,
Bob,
fall
you know,
back.
I asked Bob this question because I just love to see, you know, him think about, well, why is he asking me this? I mean, he knows the answer to this, so he's trying to fool me in some way, but that's not true. Okay, he's still being quiet.
Well, this
okay.
morning I left the house around 6:40.
Okay.
And I noticed, leaving the house that it was lighter out and the birds were singing, and across the street, I could see the reflection of the sky starting to break in the windows from, you know, the houses across the street. But I thought it was really beautiful. You know, that smell, there's a certain fresh day smell that is right, that happens right at when dawn.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely beautiful. I took a deep breath and I said, this is my favorite time of day. I mean, it's a new day. The birds are out from perching, they're trying to just, you know, they're alive. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's really nice out there. And then it was just a hint of rain in the morning here. Yeah. Okay. What's the weather? In fact, what is the weather today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to introduce myself this morning. My name is Linda Bott.
I said, you know what, usually I do, but when you just jump in and start talking, you just start talking.
And we're going to start with this. We talked about this before we came on the air today. We're going to cover, usually we like on Monday morning, like to cover, you know, where we've been and what we've done and a lot of things. And we actually have, you know, Chapel Gate and then San Francisco and then Black Hawk and then all the events this weekend. Love to weigh in with our listeners too and Bob. With the boat show and all that. It is currently 47 degrees. If you're just tuning in here in KCNR, we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 68. There is a chance of rain tonight, and it looks like we'll have showers throughout the rest of the week, which is good. We welcome that. You know, we do see the buds starting to come out. I'm not sure. It is almost, you know, it is March, so it's not too early, but I guess we're just, you know, here, you know,
it's
indicative of spring forward. So, again, chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 43. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, what's next?
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. We're going, of course, to our Wells Fargo Advisors Farm Market Minute, and it's Chris Lasondat. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 14,055. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1517, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 4 points at 3165. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 104 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 3 cents at 1137, Nokia down 8 cents at 351, Johnson & Johnson up 40 cents at 77.10, while Target's up $1.71 at 65.84. Of local interest, Safeway down 2 cents at $24.08, North Valley Bank is up 3 cents at 16.90, and Harley-Davidson up 13 cents at 52.15. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.86%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 24 cents a barrel at $90.44. And precious metals are lower, with gold down 92 cents an ounce at $1,573.94, while silver is off a nickel at $28.51. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here at KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. If, you know, if they have the best advice, and when you're talking about what's happening on the stock market, they are up to date right then. Stop by at Park Marina Drive at their office. And to answer your question, there's nothing wrong with stability.
Yes, there was.
No, but there, you know what?
Now we're going
to
have
it's the same. You do that the same way every time, and people get to know that.
I don't know. I guess I've always bucked that. I kind of like, you know, that's not true, because being a musician, the magic happens between the breath. It happens in the anticipation. It happens in if you do things that are continuously predictable. In my opinion, and I can't help it, it's just boring.
Yes, but when advertisers pay for something, you give it to them, and we're going to take a break.
May I suggest a break?
Right now. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back, KCNR 1460.
Good Monday morning bot music here, 7:14 in the morning.
Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 47 degrees out there. Okay, let's catch up on everything. We were down, the reason we were gone Friday morning, and we had our, Bad Bob, we had Doug Lamoff in, and Rob Burroughs was going to be here. Just went right under the weather. I saw him; it didn't look like he felt that well on Thursday, but he was not here. But what happened?
Well, first of all, we had a quick call from State Senator Nielsen about the Red Bluff incident, which we can go into in a bit. The audience got a kick though because Congressman LaMalfa was calling from the front seat of his Mustang, his extremely powerful, very loud Mustang. And it was like the soundtrack to the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen during the chase scene. Yes.
Yeah, a little cobra action going on there.
Well, I'm glad.
Oh, it was great.
Well, that was good.
And he had some very interesting insights, talked about everything from sequestration.
I had this thing set up, and the timing was perfect, but we couldn't be there because we were down in Danville and Linda had been hired.
The Black Hawk Museum, the Bering, Auto Museum, which is
Linda had been hired to sing.
We did this last year and of course the great honor they asked me again this year and it's the Ducks Unlimited, state convention. And they hold it inside of the museum. So it's really quite exquisite. And we went last year and we saw these cars, but there was something about, it's kind of like going to the zoo every year. You go to the zoo or you go to, you know, the art gallery and it's just, I think it's as we grow as individuals and what's happened to us within the year, you could look at the same thing, but it just changes. It looks different. It has a different effect. And that's kind of what happened this year with this incredible museum. It was a beautiful drive down there. It was clean. And I mean, the day was clear and I got a chance to do the national anthem. It was a very patriotic event.
Yeah, they did the MIA POW. They did part of the fundraising was for a group that wasn't associated with Ducks Unlimited. But it had to do with helping those warriors that were coming home. But the bottom line was it was a nice affair. They raised like $200,000 in the raffle and I don't know how much more they raised in just donations that night. But last year it was like 1.5 mil. Anyway, okay, next night, and so we drove back and we hopped on out to, Anselmo's for the winemaker's dinner.
Which I have to say at all of the, winemaker dinners or gourmet events, in my past, this, for me, bar none, was the best ever. John Stadelli pulled out all of his years of expertise and it wasn't like there was a lot of food. Every piece of morsel had beautiful art and exquisite taste. And then, of course, Chanda Miller, the winemaker out there, was launching some new wines. And so they described everything. Why these wines and the tant and all the different, you know, I'm not really a wine expert, but what the meaning of that wine and why they paired that wine with the burst of flavor in this little, these dishes, these unbelievable art. It was great.
And you know what? With all the political things going on, and it's almost, but every time you go up there, the food is just outstanding. And this was just a perfect example of it. You know, John Stadelli, a friend of ours, just did an outstanding job out there. Everybody, and the funny thing is all the people are up there and they hold it to like 60 people because that's all they can get in there. We only knew two other people there out of that whole group. So these were other people that had obviously eaten out there and were looking forward to this. Mardi Gras with the Redding Rancheria was, as usual, spectacular.
They do a spectacular event. They hold it at Wind River. That was Saturday night. And we have won, we were nominated. It was great. We had these fantastic masks, of course, that were, we borrowed them through, our Chameleon Costumes friend, Karen. But KIXE won Best Costume. They did a phenomenal job. Table just, okay. Everybody kind of came out in costume. And of course, the Redding Rancheria generously donates over $100,000 to different,
service organizations
around town
and nonprofits.
It could be, last year, I remember this, it was a swing set for a school. They were asking for a donation. So, Wind River had over, I don't know how many. So this year it was interestingly done because they had a wonderful theatrical group that kind of sang the winners and kind of woven into musicals. So,
Bill Collins and Trish Harris were singing.
And Lisa Collins.
And Lisa Collins in the group, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. All right. Great guy. The great costumes.
Now, how was Boat and RV Show?
Boat and RV Show was a little subdued this year. Not as many bodies, but I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people are kind of knuckling down saying, okay, in spite of the fact that the gas is going up, the economy is still in the tank, et cetera, by God, we're still going to go out and have fun.
Well, I think so. But here's another indicator. Gun Show. I got there Saturday morning. 200 or 300 people lined up outside. To get in there first. And they all went to one spot, ammo. Just buying ammo because you can't buy ammunition anymore. Again, I think this is indicative of a fear that of radical gun control laws coming out of Sacramento. And I'm not so concerned about the government, the feds. There's enough people there that can fight this, even in the Senate, so they can hold that down. But in Sacramento, there is no governor on them. And I mean that. There's nothing to keep them from passing anything they want. The only good thing is they don't have the 2/3 majority anymore since the Democrat senator resigned to go to work for an oil company. You know what? There's something, that's got to be humorous too. But I think that people feel that their rights to own weapons are going to be severely curtailed here in the state of California. And so people are going out and buying ammo and et cetera. I mean, this is for, we're going to be talking more and more about this. March 23rd, of course, is Gun Owners of California. And if you have not signed up to that dinner, you need to do that because we need to come in as a united front, north, south, east, and west in California to stop this craziness. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. 47 degrees out there, 725-530-605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee by the baristas there. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You know what? I hate talking about this. I really hate talking about this. A little 14-year-old girl, that was that had disappeared last week and was found murdered. And the guy turned himself in, and his name's Quentin Ray Beeler. He's 39 years old, and you look at his arrest record, it goes back to 95. So it's almost 20 years, so it's 19 years, since he was 19 and probably before that. He was turned in because one of his buddies, after they saw the film, there was a video of him. So after they saw that, he turned himself in. Now here's the question is, why is he walking the streets? You look at his these are like felonies after felonies. Why is he walking the streets? And it's the same question you're gonna get and the same answer you're gonna get all the time. The reason it is because of AB 109. You've got to keep them here. You know, the fact is that he should have never been walking the streets. And if I have to admit one thing, I rarely read the little blog comments, after a story because they're anonymous, frankly, I how I feel about somebody that's writing anonymous comments, anyway. But there is one thing about them, though, every one of them, from the most left to the furthest right, we're all saying the same thing. Short walk, quick drop, and a rope. That's, I can't help but think, here's what was going on behind this. The fact he was walking around, that's the big thing. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Henry. Good morning, Henry. Welcome home.
Well, I'm glad I'm back for a little while. I'm going to be leaving again pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But I had to come back and pay bills. You know how that goes. My taxes. I got to keep the government in money.
Yeah, well, they're just, they're still trying to raise the taxes again on people that make over $200,000.
Some excitement in her life, come to Mexico.
Do you want any more excitement in your life, honey?
Well, she says it was boring if we do the same old thing all the time. So.
She wasn't talking about that, Henry.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're back till probably the end of the month.
Oh, good.
You missed a good trip.
Well, you know what? Sometime maybe we'll be able to do that.
Well, let's hope so. Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much. And thanks for calling. Welcome home.
Life is never boring.
And David, if you're listening, you've got about 2 minutes to call back. He told him he had one in front of him, and he said he would call back later.
Well,
but I didn't know Henry was going to be short.
Yeah, well, if it's comments about this thing that happened down here in Red Bluff, this tragedy.
I think that's, 109. Yeah.
Well, you know what? AB 109, and here's the thing about it. It's not going to get any better. We're trying to hire new police. We've just hired a number of new sheriffs back, but trying to get them in and still, bring ourselves up to today's level of people and covering an area that's 62 square miles. We're covering an area much bigger than San Francisco. Of course, they have a much bigger population than we have. But is there an end to this? Is there some place that there's an end to this? Or are we going to see Governor Brown and his cohorts up there just turn more people loose? Anybody, as Jim Nielsen said, there's nobody to hold responsible anymore. The guys that came up with this idea all went to work for another government agency, probably at raises, for doing such a great job turning criminals out on us. I find that a hard to, I find that hard to swallow. It's stuck in my craw.
At the same time, it's becoming harder for ordinary citizens to defend themselves.
Let's turn more criminals loose and make it harder for John Q. Public, John Q. Public to buy a weapon, to buy ammunition, to protect themselves, because there isn't a policeman in the world that will tell you their job is to keep you safe. Their job is to preserve order.
Coming up, we have the folks from the Sundial Film Festival that are going to be sharing with us what's happening here in the North State. And later in the 8 o'clock hour,
we have Tim Pappas coming in to talk legal matters with the city. We'll be right back.
On concerns over the global economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 35 points, pulling back from its highest level in 5 years. Meanwhile, Mexico billionaire Carlos Slim tops Forbes magazine's world's richest man for a fourth straight year. Slim's net worth jumped to $73 billion from $69 billion a year earlier. Microsoft's Bill Gates held on to second place, while Warren Buffett slipped to fourth place, dropping out of the top three for the first time since 2000. And Irish drug maker Elan will start offering a 20% cash dividend linked to the performance of its sclerosis treatment, but the payout is contingent on a deal that it has with marketing partner Biogen IDEC. So far, the two companies have split the earnings of the drug, but last month said Biogen will take over ownership for a cash payment of more than $3 billion and future royalties. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and even the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the Hopper.
For calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530 724-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. It's our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air. We'll do it all. Installing that heating and air conditioning system. Great prices. Great people, locally owned, been around since 1992. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. Our guests today are the posse from the Sundial Film Festival.
That's a good term.
Sundial Film Festival group. We have Cameron Middleton. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Not a stranger to being here.
Pleasure to be
here. Lucky
on, guys.
Jez Ronnie. Lucky.
Good
glad
to
see you're up and walking around.
Doing much better now.
You know what? If it wasn't for the seriousness of your car wreck, what you told me about it was humorous about the everything that was involved with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then we also have two of the filmmakers here, Matt and Joy Thayer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, just lean in there a little bit closer.
All right.
We've got that on. Okay. Who wants to tell us about the Sundial Film Festival? Lucky.
Yeah, well that, our film festival event is coming up this weekend, this Saturday, March 9th. It's two different shows. No films are being repeated. We've got an afternoon show that has student, animated, and a whole bunch of other assorted films. That show starts up at 1 p.m. We've got an evening show, which is our premiere films, and that show starts up at 7 p.m. There's going to be enough of a gap between the shows, about 3 hours, for people to grab dinners, drinks, whatever they may want to do. The price is well priced. 1 o'clock show is only $7.50. The evening show, $15. But we encourage everybody to get the festival pass, which gets you admission of both shows for $20.
All right. Now, let's talk about what the evening looks like. Again, we have the grand opening the night before, which is the VIP party. But the next day, let's encourage people, if they're thinking about what's happening on Saturday, how does it look?
Well,
where is it? What time does it start?
Yep, we're going to be at the Cascade Theater. The first event, actually, in the afternoon, the early show starts at 1 o'clock, and then the evening show, the premiere show, is at 7 p.m. We encourage people to get there a little bit early. We've got, we almost sell out every year, and we want to make sure that people get in there. But we'll have the red carpet out on the all the way to the front door, and we'll have everybody coming on inside. And we're really looking forward to a good event at 7 p.m.
How many entries do we have this year?
We had, I think, about 30-some-odd film entries. And from that, we have to cut it down and just select the top of the top entries to make a show that can fit into 2 hours per show.
Okay, and we have two of our filmmakers right here. We have Matt and Joy Thayer. So who wants to tell us about your film?
I can start. Our film it's called Lemonade, and we have a bunch of kids. We have six kids, and
you have six kids in it, or just six kids?
Six kids total. Yeah.
Well, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We have a blended family.
So, a couple of the older girls wanted to learn how to make films, and so did we, honestly, and so. We got some friends together. I was trying to think of a story. I just prayed, and I was like, I need a story. And all of a sudden, a story came, and I told my daughter. And my daughter was 10 at the time, and I've been encouraging her to be a writer. And she and I came up with a script and a story. And we went out in the park for 2 days, and but got a bunch of their friends together and them together. And there's no adults in the film. It's all kids. And our daughters acted in it, and their friends acted in it.
So, and what's it about?
It's about a little girl who faces some interesting competition with her lemonade stand. and okay. how she handles that. So
I can truly say it is one of the funniest and cutest films that we've got. We, after screening all of them, I mean, that's the fun part of this festival is we get to go through and screen all the films. This one got a lot of acclaim from the club members that saw it. We had, it was a great time.
Well, the beautiful thing here at the Sundial Film Festival is always art in motion. And it's so great to see, you know, like you were saying that you prayed, you thought of this concept that came to you and that you have to edit it and do this film, bring the family involved. It's a work in progress. It's like, it's a phenomenon. It's like a great meal. It's great, like I said, art that is moving. And that is what we've seen before at the Sundial Film Festival. So I know that we're in the midst of all of these crazy economic and things around us that maybe have us a little down. Well, here's a way for you to go out on March 9th and support the local filmmakers here and some that aren't local, but it's just a great way to spend your day and support a phenomenal event that was founded here, what, 4 years? This is our fifth year? Or?
It's our fifth year putting on, well, not our fifth year putting on the event, but the fifth year of the festival itself.
We always, you know, we've always tried to support this in one way or the other, you know, and it's, you know, we've never been sorry we've done that. Because of just the great things we've seen in it, you know, from the very first one with the shopping cart,
right, with Jesse Roston,
who is, and Jesse has gone on to many other things, also, and I can't wait to see your the lemonade stand. But we got to take a quick break here, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460, 744 in the morning. 49 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guests today are from the Sundial Film Festival, Cameron Middleton, Lucky Jezrani, and Matt and Joy Thayer, who are filmmakers, who have two entries into there, into the, Cameron, this is, who puts on the, I know that we've been doing this for 5 years, but I think what, it's got new, overseers, new managers, new clubs.
Yeah, the Active 2030 Club actually, started, producing the, film festival last year. We had a transition with the Rotary Club of Reading, who actually did a fantastic job in getting this started and really getting a good program together, handed it to us, and, this is our first full year of running it completely on our own. We're looking, you know, certainly looking forward to it. We had a great show last year. And of course, all of the proceeds, from the film festival go to the Active 2030 Club of Reading Foundation, which is geared and helps solely special needs youth. So, and that's broad. We do a number of different things with those funds throughout the years. We give it to various different types of charities, from Wings of Angels. We've got the Shasta Women's Refuge, several others that we try and help out with. And also we give to other kids directly and, put on some of our own events, some of which are becoming up here shortly, like the, Easter egg hunt out at Alta Mesa, as well as, of course, the big race that we have as part of the Week of the Young Child with, First Five Shasta.
And to add to that, we do keep that money local. The money that we do contribute to the kids here for the special needs children, it stays here right in Reading.
Well, you know, that's the best thing, is that it all stays here.
All right. Again, we're talking about the Sundial Film Festival, and we encourage you to come out on March 9th to Cascade Theater. It begins at 1 o'clock, and so many local entries. We've been really happy to find out about our filmmakers this morning. Who have an entrance, excuse me, Matt and Joy Thayer. Again, you were talking about your film. You have a 1 minute, and then you're up for best film.
Yes.
And the 1 minute film is about, or what's the idea?
That one was my brother-in-law and I goofing around one weekend. We were putting on a workshop for our film class that we teach, and we wanted to teach the students how to just do, like a short film. Really quick, and so we decided to do something that was about a minute, and we found an outrageous robe and some bunny slippers and my dog, and hilarity ensued. So it was, it's a man running for his life in bunny slippers. Let's put it that way.
Now, how did you get involved, the two of you, in actually the process of making films? And creating, is this the first festival that you've entered?
Yeah, this is the first festival that we've done. I've been passionate about film my whole life. I grew up with a bunch of boys and a bunch of show-offs, and so naturally I just wanted to be an entertainer. Matt and I met 6-7 years ago, and then we started pursuing that, and as we blended our family together, we were trying to incorporate what we did with them, and then we got involved teaching a class up at Bethel School of Ministry here, and it's an elective class for students that want to learn more about film and filmmaking and doing it well. And so we just started doing that together and doing that with our family and our local friends, and we teach that class with a good friend of ours named Michael Skilleter, and then...
And he was a cinematographer on the Lemonade.
Yeah, and he has a master's degree in filmmaking, and so then we decided that we were going to start doing projects of our own to use as teaching tools instead of just teaching theology, and then and this is where we've gone, and we actually will be having a film festival for our student films. We have 6 student films that we are producing currently right now, and we hope that next year that they will be entering their submissions into the Sundial.
Okay, so how do you get into, how do you, enter a film?
You enter a film. That process was occurring in the latter part of 2012, and the deadline was January 3rd, 2013. That deadline obviously has passed at this point, but for next year, it'll start up in the late summer and go through early January 2014.
Okay, what are the, what do you have to, it can be a minute or it can be, how long can it be?
Up to 30 minutes is our maximum. We want to keep it a short films only so we can show as many films as possible to each event.
Any subject?
Any subject. Well, we have three categories, but it's pretty much, any subject will fit into one of the categories, a narrative, animation, or a documentary. And this year, we have a great lineup of films. Again, we have Tyler Ferris, who was a winner last year, Travis Marlette, and Sean Bollock with the Shasta Boys, who have an extreme kayaking film that is absolutely amazing. Really worth checking out.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Again, it's March 9th. Get your tickets now. And would you go? How do we go about doing that?
Yeah. Actually, the way to do it is either through the Sundial Film Festival website, which is sundialfilmfestival.com, but it'll take you straight to cascadetheater.org, where you can purchase either the day pass or for the afternoon or evening shows. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Please get on, if you can, get online, purchase your tickets, and get ready for that. And just one last thing, of course, as well, the 2030 Club is putting on so much right now. We also have a large St. Patrick's Day Festival that we are putting on March 17th on Sunday from noon to 4 in the downtown promenade. So if anybody is available and is looking for some fun festivities for the day, we have the Jefferson Pipe Band and some others. Please come on down on Sunday, March 17th, and we'll have a fun time for that. Only $10 tickets at the door.
All right. Good. Cameron's always got to get that last plug in. But let's get back to the Sundial Film Festival. Bring you on for before that one. Again, we want to thank our filmmakers, Matt and Joy Thayer. Good luck to you on your film, Lemonade.
Thank you.
And Lucky Jasrani and, of course, Cameron Middleton. We encourage everybody to come out, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be taking some calls here regarding the subject that we were talking earlier, and that is...
You know, why do we put people up back into society that should not be in society? Why aren't they in jail? We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR 1460. The joys of radio. You'll be able to see new things and see all these people and all
especially
that.
When you're your own booking agent.
Yeah, especially when you're your own booking agent. Did the gentleman call back on this?
David is on the line.
Okay, well, let's go to the lines. Hey, David, good morning. You're live on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Carl. When you talk about prison alignment, realignment, you have to talk about the how this came about. It costs 3.5 to 4 times more to per prisoner per day in California as it does in Texas and Florida. And Texas and Florida are fair comparisons because they're large states with a lot of minorities and gangs and drugs.
No, you're absolutely right. We're spending $55,000 a year per inmate, including $12,000 a year for medical. And in Texas, it's for medical, it's like $2,000 a year. So
and even the record searchlight covered the doctor who was paid $650,000. They didn't cover the registered nurse who was paid $250,000 per year. And she's just sleeping, out of a cell while the guy was on a suicide watch and racking up all this overtime.
Well, they had these things where every time somebody had to be taken to a hospital because they built this multi-million-dollar center inside San Quentin, but the doctor in charge would send them out to the local hospitals. And every time one of them went, it was going to be there overnight, there was three guards with them. And those three guards were getting overtime and the whole thing per diem, because they just didn't want to see them there or they couldn't see them at that hospital, even though you would think that they could. All these add up to these horrendous costs that is.
And here's the point. The prisoners sued the state of California about overcrowding, but California did not defend, it. California, was kind of silent on it. It's as if the powers that be in Sacramento wanted this. And in fact, that the powers that be in Sacramento include the prison guards union, the teachers union, the trial lawyers, and they wanted realignment. And one obvious reason is I think the prison guards union, CCPOA, would like to organize the sheriff's deputies who work in county jails, maybe not in Shasta County, but in Alameda County and San Francisco County and wherever. But the powers that be were behind this. Also, the unions who have so much power in Sacramento want to make it seem like California spending is not as bad, and so they hide it by shifting expenses.
Shifting
to the cost,
yeah. Well, the thing about it is that when you talk to somebody that's been to San Quentin, there the guards there who used to be, making lots of overtime aren't making any overtime at all in many cases. But the thing is, maybe you're right, is we're still spending, maybe $40,000 per prisoner and the most than anybody. It's amazing how we spend the most of any place in the nation on prisoners and some of the least for our schools. Frankly, I find that really weird. But what you're saying is I can see what you're saying. It could be true, but the bottom line is that AB 109 has foisted a level of uncertainty and prisoners on our society. They're cutting off their GPS, their little anklets. They're cutting it off because there's nothing you can do about it. They're finally, it's starting to hit the mainstream media is that there's no place to put them. They know if they don't hurt somebody, quote, hurt somebody, that they're not going to be put in jail. The whole thing is ridiculous from the word go. But I sure appreciate you, I appreciate your phone call, David, and you, I think you're right on track. I think it is. Like, obviously the governor and the assembly and the Senate and his staffers knew that this was not going to change the climate of criminality. It was just going to shift it down to the counties, and we don't know if they're going to continue to pay for it. Anyway, thank you very much for your phone call.
And I bet the CCPOA will be organizing some prison guards in county jails because they have an unlimited desire for power.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you about that one either. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
You bet. Got to run. Okay. We're going to be back right after the news. Carl and Lindabach, KCNR 460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A Muslim leader in Florida convicted of trying to help terrorists overseas. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Well, Dave, a jury says 77-year-old Hafiz Khan, an imam from Miami, is guilty of funneling money to the Taliban in Pakistan. Federal prosecutors say he directed $50,000 towards terrorists. Khan says he was fundraising for a religious school he owns in the country. The trial lasted 2 months. Two of his sons were also charged. Prosecutors dropped those charges for one, and the other was acquitted, Dave.
Evan Vowers, before he sits down with his cabinet, President Obama wants to add to it. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
Naming three nominees that will be at the forefront of some of the president's biggest fights, the budget and the environment. Former Clinton Deputy Budget Chief Sylvia Matthews-Burwell takes over as budget director as the fight over spending and taxes intensifies. On the environment, the president says he wants to make sure
that we're doing everything that we can to combat the threat of climate change.
So Gina McCarthy is being promoted to EPA director after designing rules cracking down on coal-fired utilities, and the president tapped MIT professor Ernest Moniz to be the energy secretary. The Senate, of course, has to approve all three. Dave?
Mike, demolition continues at the house near Tampa, Florida, where a sinkhole swallowed up a bedroom. The man sleeping in it is now presumed dead.
The plan today to bring down this house, that's when engineers should be able to determine exactly how large this sinkhole is, how stable or unstable the ground is, and if it's safe for some of these residents to move back into their homes.
April Kellogg with Fox TV, affiliate WTVT. This has never happened before. A Mississippi baby born with HIV no longer has it at 2.5.
For all practical purposes, the baby is cured.
After unusually aggressive drug treatment, Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health is hopeful it's a breakthrough.
In order to validate this, you're going to have to do some carefully controlled trials.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The process has started at the Vatican. There was a meeting today of Catholic Church leaders and 103 of the 115 cardinals that will be part of the conclave to pick a new pope have arrived, but there's no start date set yet for that conclave. Secretary of State Kerry is putting Syria and Iran on notice as his foreign trip takes him to Saudi Arabia. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia standing side by side when it comes to Iran's nuclear program and the conflict in Syria. Kerry and Saudi's foreign minister had a warning for Iran that while they preferred diplomacy,
the window for a diplomatic solution simply cannot, by definition, remain open indefinitely.
They also warned Syria's president, Bashar Assad, that if he didn't step down, they'd boost their support for the rebels trying to topple him. Kerry also had lunch with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, who was visiting visiting the area. Dave?
Emily, on Wall Street, we're seeing a little decline. The Dow down 43 points. The Nobel Committee has a lot to consider this year. A record 259 Peace Prize nominees, among them Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani teenage girl who spent months recovering after being shot in the head by the Taliban for advocating girls should be educated. Another nominee, Bradley Manning, the U.S. Army private who just pleaded guilty to leaking classified documents that were posted on the Internet. A house went up in flames in Macon County, Tennessee, late last night, and it was left four people dead.
Witnesses say a neighbor rushed into the burning house to try to save someone who was stuck inside, but he and the person he was trying to save also died. Now, the fire grew so fast that firefighters say they never really got a chance to get on top of it.
Justin McFarland of Fox affiliate WZTV. Michael Jordan's gone to a different court in Georgia. The NBA Hall of Famer trying to get a lawsuit dismissed filed by a woman who claims he's the father of her 16-year-old son. Jordan says she's lying. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live. KCNR1460.com. Linda and I are here. Bad Bob. What's going on with the
looks
weather?
Looks like it's 51 currently, in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 68. A chance of rain today, later in the day with temperatures around 43 and then showers all week long. Right now we are going to go to our fabulous Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert Chris Lassondak. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street, Chris?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You're live.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading week, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 36 points at 14,052. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1516, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 6 points at 3163. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 170 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $8 a share at $422.48, Google up $7.35 at $813.23, while Microsoft is down 16 cents at $27.78. Of local interest, Safeway is unchanged at $24.10, Home Depot's up 46 cents at $69.49, and Bank of Commerce up 6 cents at $4.96. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.86%, the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's down 44 cents a barrel at $90.24. And precious metals are little changed, with gold down 30 cents an ounce at $1,574.56, while silver is unchanged at $28.56 an ounce. This is Chris Lassondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. You got any questions about Wall Street, where to put your hard-earned money, where to make anything that's going on down there, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine.
We're great.
Good. Hey, just calling to let everybody know what we're doing at the Tea Party tonight. We are going to be talking about Common Core curriculum in the schools. This week and next week, we're going to be discussing that. We're going to have pros and cons. And basically, Common Core curriculum is something that all parents should look very closely at. It basically is a system that creates a one-size-fits-all for students in school. Ultimately, the goal is to turn all curriculum and homework assignments, everything that is expected of the students will be done on computers in the schools. So parents will no longer be able to monitor their kids' homework or see what the kids are being taught. So there's pros and cons from school administrators and from parents and teachers. So So if you have kids, I highly encourage you to attend the meeting tonight to see what this is all about, because it's being introduced as we speak.
Okay. Well, we've got our guest today is Tim Pappas. And Tim, as you know, is he takes umbrage at certain things. So maybe we'll take a we'll get to see what Tim thinks about
this. Excellent. Yeah, I'd love to hear his take on it. But we meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church, or excuse me, the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneville Road.
Yes, you do. And you always have a nice turnout there.
You know, we do. And I have to tell you, I'm just going to, this is on a personal level for me, but every Monday night when I pull into the parking lot of the Destiny Fellowship Church, I have to tell you the pride that I feel when I'm driving around the parking lot and I can't find a parking space. Because think what you will, believe what you will, but the fact is that all of these people that come out every Monday night are there to be educated. And we cover everything. It isn't just what we feel is important for us as individuals, but what we feel is important for our community.
Well,
and
community,
we
act-
have the largest regularly attended scheduled meeting in Shasta County. Well, there's no other group that has the turnout that we do on a consistent basis and that has for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that people talk about, those Tea Party people and all that, yet you all have a meeting or you all call something and hundreds of people show up.
Yeah.
And yet other maybe persuasions or groups that are trying to get things going are lucky if they have a dozen. Mm-hmm. So there's something to be said about what you're doing and what people are wanting to be active because they want to have a say in their government, which is what they should do. That's right.
They want the truth. And so, you know, I encourage people to come. It's a mix. It's a mix of both parties, and anymore, I don't think it's any secret to any of us that the issues that this country face really don't have anything to do with an individual
bipartisan
party anymore.
Bipartisan. You know, you can only go for so long before you don't believe that. Okay. Elizabeth, thanks a lot. 6 p.m. tonight, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bet. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Tim Pappas is here with us. Tim has been on the show before. We've talked different things. And I'm just, you know, it's kind of like Tim has taken the city and the county to school on legal matters. And we want to talk to him about that. And it's something that's just come up. I want to talk a little bit about that. It's not in court or anything, but it's something I think we need to talk about. And then a couple other things. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR this Monday morning, 8:14 here. Oh my God, what's happening? We're writing three in our checkbooks. It's 51 degrees currently in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you love to go get your coffee beans, whole pound coffee beans, and go in there and do the sniff test. And the girls will just, you know, they'll grind them for you any way you want them. And, love it. I always leave with a couple pounds and you actually get, 16 ounces for the price of a pound. Fabulous and wonderful service. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they have been advertising with us since the day we hit the air. So thank you, Joe and Shelley.
That's right. Hey, our guest, Tim Pappas. Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Okay. Now, Tim, you are a public defender.
I'm the assistant public defender.
Assistant public defender for the county of Shasta.
Correct.
All right. And it's been busy.
Oh, we've been very busy.
I want to talk to you about AB 109 at some point, but one of the things that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How'd you get here? Who's Tim?
Well, I actually came down from Siskiyou County where I was the assistant district attorney for 4 years, and I actually had the perfect opportunity to work with a brilliant public defender that was Neil Pereira, who allowed me to work with him to open up the office, Shasta County's first public defender office. So we actually started from ground zero and built it up to what it is today.
Now, I understand that the reason that they started the public defender office was before that, I think it was contracts,
right,
with people, and that y'all were having lots of problems with that.
Yeah. Trish Clark at the time was the spearhead for the entire concept. Great woman. I mean, she had a great vision.
Trish is in here every Thursday and is really close friends of ours.
Oh, yeah. She's very, very intelligent as far as it comes to listening to the community and seeing what they want and putting something into action that actually creates it to a fully workable, functioning part of government, which is amazing in and of itself that there's something functioning in government.
That's
wonderfully said, Tim. Really, seriously. And she's articulate. And she's driven, and she's kind.
Very much so.
And she's respected. And though she and I have had many discussions about, you know, when she was supervisor about, she says, you know, people would say things about my earrings, but they would never say anything about what I was, you know, my political judgment, which I thought, well, okay, that sounds right.
Yeah. Well, and she was a tough woman.
Yeah.
I mean, she
still is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't carry her own.
So then the public defender's office, now how many cases do y'all handle?
We handle between felonies and misdemeanors, we handle almost 10,000 cases a year, which is a lot of cases.
And how many people in in your office?
We have 19 attorneys altogether, plus we have an investigative staff and a clerical staff. With AB 109, we've added another attorney and we've added a social worker, which is the first time we've ever had a social worker in the office. And it's a fantastic concept because with AB 109 came the concept of rehabilitation again, and that social worker plugs us in to the rehabilitation community so we can make sure we don't have people out there recidivizing.
Well, AB 109, what's your opinion of that?
It was a long time coming. California for 30 years did punish, punish, punish. All punish, punish, punish gets you is more and more prisons. We went from what, 12 prisons, 13 prisons to 32 prisons. We went from less than $1 billion a year to almost $8 to $10 billion a year. That's what it's going to do. It's going to end. You're going to spend your entire savings on locking people up. You got to change the way they think. A lot of these people come from bad situations, and sometimes there's just bad people. If you really have a bad person, and they're bad to the core and they don't want to change, that's what prisons were designed for. Everybody else, if there's a desire to change, there's a willingness to become something, then we should be putting our money and effort into changing that person to see, be somebody better.
I hear what you're saying, and we've talked about this before, but let's just talk about what's happening right now in our country.
Okay.
Let's talk about the general feeling of, is it easier to be bad, or is it prideful to have a job and to pull yourself up? Our community used to help people years ago, not our community, but we as Americans seem like we used to, when people were out of work, or you had somebody who maybe would have a lower income, a farmer lived down the street, and you knew that the kids, you know, we got together. There was the church. There was the community helping people. Seems like there's a big break that's happened, I think, in our moral compass. And what do you do when you, I know what you're talking about. I get what you're talking about. What do you do right now in 2013 with this moral compass of breaking down with the guys? It's just hip to be bad. Everywhere you look, it's hip to carry a gun and be a gangster and rip people off. How do you tell your neighbors next to you, like, that's not cool?
Right. It's funny you say that, Linda, because when I taught a Constitution class, about 66 hours, one of the primary concepts we talked about was the change in the atmosphere, the change in the environment in the United States, where it used to be community-based help, to all of a sudden the federal government coming in and saying, we know how to do it better, we're here to help you, just listen to us. And I'm the first person that will stand up for somebody who is poor or who has not had an opportunity to make something of themselves, because they deserve everything, every opportunity that we have. But we've got to get away from welfare. Welfare destroys the inner strength of an individual to want to become something. And without that inner strength to want to become something, then you start to fade away. You start to become something that you could never imagine you would ever become, because you've lost the drive and the energy and the curiosity that made America great. But most of the most famous inventions come from curiosity, and, you know, and they say curiosity killed the cat, and it probably did many times, but curiosity also built a multi-trillion dollar, you know, manufacturing engine called the United States. And we've lost that. We need to get away from government assistance and go more towards community assistance and family assistance. Families in the community coming together, churches, community groups, non-denominational, denominational, they are the people that make the community strong, not the government.
And I'm going to close on that one, or we're going to go to a break on that one, because now it's starting to become a cycle.
Yes.
Everything you're saying is starting to become a cycle. And that's, I think, also is part of AB 109. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading. Your neighbors giving you great deals on new or previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not only that, their service department is second to none. They'll get you back on the road and make sure your vehicle is safe and running well. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Tim Pappas, and we just talked about the climate of giving from the government to people. And when this happens, it takes away that initiative. In many cases, it takes away the initiative or the wanting to do better because, this is owed to me.
Yeah, their drive is gone.
Their drive is gone. Let's go to the phones. Joe, good morning. Do you have a comment? Joe, good morning. You're live on KCNR. Hello,
yes.
Joe.
This is Joe.
Okay, Joe, you're live.
Okay. Hey, listen, good morning, everybody. I just wanted to express my gratitude to Tim for all he does for our community on behalf of our Constitution. I know Tim has helped many in our community on his own time, but the two cases that stand out are his victories for free speech, not only in the library case, but also in the fairgrounds case. I appreciate, and I know I'm not alone, the hundreds of hours of Tim's personal time that he has spent on these First Amendment cases that took him away from his family. Thank you, Tim, for your patriotism and for what you do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Joe, thank you. Yeah, you've been involved in a lot of these. Is that the only one we have, or is there somebody else lined up? Okay. Well, let's talk about those. Let's finish up the AB 109 thing here.
Call.
Yeah,
thanks
for
your comment, Joe.
The money is being pushed down. The last caller that we had said, not before Joe said, they're hiding the money. The money is still being spent. They're just pushing it down to the counties.
Correct.
And frankly, I talk to people like from Sacramento. I mean, these are knowledgeable people. When you talk AB 109, they just give you a blank look. It's just absolutely blank. They have no, I don't understand. And yet it's right here. It's so personal with us.
Yeah, it's very personal because again, it affects the community at the community level. And quite frankly, I've got to be honest here. The county does it better than the state, hands down. If you went to Chief Paletti's town hall meeting, he actually had some interesting statistics. We now still have parole. So we have a parole system and we have what we call PRCS, or it's a community supervision type of concept. The probation department does the community supervision. We've kept stats since AB 109 began on October 1st, 2011. And there are two ways to keep recidivism stats. The probation chiefs say, if you have a new conviction, that's a new recidivist point. The police chiefs say, if you have a new arrest, that is a recidivist point. So I'm going to use Chief Paletti's statistical formula because an arrest creates a new recidivist point. So since October 1st, 2011, the number of community service individuals who have been arrested is 17%. Since October 1st, 2011, the number of parolees rearrested 76%. Who's doing better? We are. The county is doing better. We have a better program. We can supervise better. We're closer to them. We're putting them in programs. We're directing them to employment. And we're hands on. We're not just saying, go get a job. We're hands on.
Does this include the failures to appear?
The failures to appear actually have to appear for us to do something
with it. But that's what I mean. There's 600 and something failures to appear.
Right.
So doesn't that do something to your statistics?
No, because remember, we're counting arrests. So if they get arrested again, we're going to count that as a recidivist point.
Okay. So even if they don't show up, so many of them don't show up.
Right.
So it's still out there. I mean, okay, there's 17% that were
right. And by the way, we're still growing. Once the day center gets up and running, that should be this next month. Then you're going to see a completely different atmosphere.
Okay. Well, that's right down the street here.
Yeah.
Okay, hon, make sure that you take that extra magazine to work here. I'm just kidding. Come on.
Just making sure it's no more than 10.
That's right. In my magazine of the pick of the month is Cowboys and Indians.
Okay. Okay, we've got like 30 seconds. We come back. Let's talk about some of the cases you've been involved in.
Sure.
Tim, and that have had a serious impact, not detrimental, but a serious impact in the way we do business here.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Tim Pappas is our guest. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 51 degrees out there and 8:30 in the morning. We'll be back right after the news.
KCNR 1460.
Pat O'Neill, a Muslim leader in Florida, has been convicted of funneling thousands of dollars to Taliban terrorists in Pakistan. President Obama naming a trio of new cabinet choices, one to take over as energy secretary for Stephen Chu.
Now that he's decided to leave Washington for sunny California, I'm proud to nominate another brilliant scientist to take his place. Mr. Ernie Moniz.
Moniz, a nuclear physicist at MIT, also named Sylvia Matthews-Burwa, head of Walmart's charity group, as White House budget director, and EPA official Gina McCarthy to head the agency. Part of the country getting another taste of winter.
A widespread area from North Dakota to Illinois could see 6 to 12 inches of snow. Minneapolis will see conditions deteriorating today, while Chicago should see the worst of the storm by tomorrow morning. This storm is forecast to head to the Mid-Atlantic region by Wednesday.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Currently 8:34 here in the KCNR studios. It's the 4th of March and we're looking at 51 degrees today. Right now, Sunny, it's going to be a great day with temperatures around 68. Looks like we're going to have about a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a new low of around 43 tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like we've got showers, and we're going to be going into rain this week, which will be beautiful. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Our guest is Tim Pappas, and wait a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Great people down there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. The junior Man in Black. I saw the Man in Black, the original Man in Black the other day. So hello, Roy. And you look great. Our guest is Tim Pappas, and we're talking, who is a public defender. The assistant public defender for Shasta County, but he's also played a huge role in other legal aspects that's hit the city and the county.
True.
Which is true. And the biggest one, I think, was the library. And I call it the library caper. To me, I didn't understand it from the beginning. And to this day, I don't understand it. Where the background on this is, and tell me if I'm wrong, people were out there handing out leaflets for, I think it was the Tea Party.
Yeah, leaflets and pocket constitutions.
Right, but they weren't blocking anybody. From what I've seen, they had from when I was out, they had tables just set up. I mean, it didn't interfere at all with going in and out.
Correct. Yeah, the breezeway in that library is so large. Yeah. It's like a conference hall.
And one of the librarians came out and said, you can't be here.
Correct, because that was the law at the time. They had an indoor policy that they applied outdoors. And that first situation actually resolved. The city let them do their thing. Uh-huh. But then the city came back and said, we're going to create a new ordinance that limits all that type of activity. And so we attempted so many times. I almost lost count of how many times we tried to work with the city to tell them, you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. You can't do it. You've got to approach this in a different way. And they kept pushing forward and pushing forward. And it finally ended up in a lawsuit. And we actually filed a lawsuit with ACLU coming right behind us.
Yeah, I mean, so here you had the Tea Party, I guess you could say.
Correct.
A very, might say, a conservative group in many
very
things.
Very conservative.
And then you had the ACLU, which is a very liberal group in many
right.
things, joining together for one lawsuit against the city.
Actually, it was two lawsuits running side to side.
Side to side. Okay. Well, again, the law said that nobody could be out there. Is it what caused the lawsuit?
What they wanted to do is they wanted to box people in. They created like a 36 square foot little box that said, okay, this is where you're going to practice the First Amendment. And the First Amendment doesn't like to be boxed up. The First Amendment is literally the whole purpose for the First Amendment is to get out there and talk to people, to educate people, to let them know how you feel. And we see it all the time in protests, some
stand
people
on my
like
soapbox.
This. Yeah, exactly. That's what the First Amendment is. I don't like a lot of people, about what they have to say, but that's what the First Amendment is about. I learn from their points of view and they learn from other people's points of view. Without that, we are nothing. So the First Amendment, as a matter of fact, in the Constitution class, I taught people, if you don't fight for the First Amendment, if that amendment falls, and the government can control speech, every other one of your rights
is gone.
Everyone
is gone after
that. That's right.
That. And some people can say that about the Second Amendment, too.
Yeah, the Second Amendment
is to defend the First Amendment.
There you go. If you don't have the right to put down tyranny, then by arms, if necessary, then you're in deep doo-doo.
Okay, so they were trying to restrict it. So that was one of the lawsuits. You said there was two running parallel?
The ACLU and the Tea Party had a lawsuit running parallel in the library case. At the same time that the library case was going on, the Shasta District Fair case was going on, and it was a First Amendment issue again. And it dealt with Jane Heinen, whose son Adam Martinez was killed, and she was out in the parking lot trying to drum up support for Steve Carlton to remove Jerry Benito as the district attorney because of the decision he made not to prosecute the man who killed her son. And she was threatened with arrest, and that facilitated a lawsuit against the Shasta District Fair.
Now, as I think most everybody knows, is going to the library suit. The city lost in the first trial, and they decided at that point to appeal it.
Correct.
And lost again.
They lost again. The only thing the Third District Court of Appeals did is said, as far as the parking lot rules are concerned, the judge needed to relook at that and determine whether or not there were reasonable alternatives. If there were reasonable alternatives, the ban on putting leaflets on the vehicles was appropriate. If there weren't reasonable alternatives, then the ban on putting leaflets on the vehicles was not reasonable. And so in this particular case, because we had open access to all of the sidewalks around the library, it was reasonable to go ahead and accept the leafleting ban on the vehicles.
Okay. So that was I wish they could find that on other places, too.
Yeah.
All right. So the city lost it. And I'm not even going to go into cost and all this for all that. But
right.
It was it was more than a dollar. And so now people have the right then to hand out their literature.
Absolutely.
Be out there and exercise their First Amendment right.
Exactly.
Okay, and then in the case out at Shasta Fairgrounds?
Same thing.
Same thing.
You can go out there and exercise your First Amendment rights.
Okay. Two lawsuits that just completely dumbfounded me. Why they even went forward?
This is 2013. The fact that we are continuing to fight our government on the First Amendment that was ratified in 1791 is of itself amazing. The government never tires in trying to suppress or create obstacles to First Amendment. It's amazing.
And we're going to break on that one, too. We're going to take a quick break on that. When we come back, I want to talk about something else that has just come up in the city with, the access to the public airwaves. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, our guest, Tim Pappas.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, 4,000 happy customers. Locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Tim Pappas. We're talking, various lawsuits have been in the city in the last year. Well, I guess it's been 2 years now. The city put out a RFP, a request for proposals.
Right.
For,
I know where you're going.
I'm sorry, I just have to smile at this. To put new management into the, for the public access, cable access channel.
Right.
And there's three,
called,
I think.
They're called PEG channels.
PEG channels. And the, and so they, because of cause, according to the city. There were things that had not been done. And so after a period of time, they put out this RFP. Three groups of people, answered it. Three groups of, or organizations answered it. One was the Shasta County Arts Council. One was the
Shasta Media.
Shasta Media. And the last one was the RCAC, who was running it as, you know, running it. At the time, the city brought in experts. It must have cost them, well, I might say experts, people from that were doing this in two other cities, a couple of the city employees, and in the Office of Education to go through the presentations. They chose, they had a point thing, possible 103 points. The Shasta County Arts Council came up with like 93, the Shasta Media with 72, and I think RCAC with 40, 44. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. But it was like that.
Right.
And then when it came up to be awarded, to have the council vote on it, it came out right then is that the way the city had written the contract, all of the equipment, $250,000 worth of equipment, belonged to RCAC.
Yeah, probably more than 250. Yeah, I forgot there's a mobile van and all the equipment in a mobile van as well. Yeah, so you're probably approaching $1 million worth of equipment.
And Tim, this is where I saw Tim again that night. I see Tim in passing, or I read what Tim does, but Tim got up there and said, the way you've written the contract is?
Yeah, the city, in essence, shot themselves in the foot by the way they wrote the contract because they used the word dissolve as opposed to terminate in the agreement. And you know, they say attorneys, take these little tiny words and they, you know, spend hours on them. But words matter in the law. Words are critical in the law because it is what controls what we can do and can't do, et cetera. So in the world of corporations, the word dissolve is very unique. It means to literally disband the corporation. So the city wrote the contract in a way that says, if you dissolve RCAC, then the equipment becomes the city's. If you don't dissolve, then it's yours. Well, RCAC has no intent in dissolving, so the city can terminate their agreement with them. They take the PEG channels away, but RCAC gets to keep that $1 million worth of equipment paid with PEG fund because the city wrote the contract in the way it did.
And did anybody anywhere believe that the RCAC should, or it was written in the contract that they can keep the equipment?
You know what?
I mean, I saw the look on Duvernay's face when you came up. I mean, he'd heard about it earlier that day.
I think he did too.
He'd heard about it earlier that day. It was kind of like, and well, we can fight it. Well, no, we can't, because that's the way it was written.
Yeah.
So what
I think what Rick was saying is the city assumed that everybody understood what ground everybody was going to operate on, and that is where everybody's going to cooperate, and it was going to be an easy flow of equipment transfer. And, you know, the minute somebody says assume, I always go back to that old school prophecy, you know, or proverb, you make an ass out of you and me, because it's exactly what happens when you assume. Instead of sitting down and actually confirming, to assume that somebody is going to react in a positive way to negative information is rather chancy.
And here, again, is where I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here in the meeting because I'm on the board on Shasta County Arts Council, you know, to do this. And sitting there during that city hall meeting that night, and I'm listening to this, and then they talk about, well, we're going to have to, and Gary Katz says, well, we needed to have everybody revote on this anyway, and we're going to set up a date, and I think they've even set up a date. And my opinion on that is, and I will be more than happy to share this with everybody, is that unless you figure out who owns the equipment, you're wasting our time.
Right.
Why should we go back and redo this thing? Because if RCAC, that company, is not going to give up the equipment, even if they lose the PEG fees, which means they're going to, and I'm probably 90% sure they're going to lose that studio down there because that's what's paying for it, then why are we even doing this? And
Right. Essentially
what's going to happen is, unless that transitions over to that next group that, you know, that gets their chance of running this, there will be no equipment. There will be no PEGs channels. And so what we've done is effectively cut down community radio or community TV just like that. It's gone.
Right.
You might.
And it's a great resource. It's one of those.
It's a wonderful resource.
It's one of the most underused local resources that we have.
And that's why the RFP. There should be, you could do 24 hours a day on that channel.
Yeah, you could.
And easily do that.
And really the PEG channels were designed for just the Tom, Dick, or Harry out there on the street to kind of get together, put together something that makes you feel good, something that makes you laugh, and share it with the rest of the community.
The music, the Sundial Film Festival, you could take the winners on that and say, you know, the winners from the Sundial Film Festival, make an hour show out of that. How beautiful is that? Or how about some kids from school coming in and making something, or music, or parts of theater, or, you know.
Yeah, there's.
And it needs to be done. It needs to be done. But now, we could lose it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, and I'm hoping that, you know, once the city kind of reaches out and wants to, you know, bring people in and talk about it, that it can be resolved.
I hope so too. I would hope so, because there's room for everybody.
Absolutely.
It was being run, mismanaged, in my opinion, before in the city. That's why they put it out. But you know what? There's some new shows that they're trying over there that I can see those being welcomed into the new group. I just think is that people need to talk about this instead of just throwing everything out because of the way it was written.
Yeah, there's got to be compromise.
Yes, there is.
No matter what.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Tim Pappas is our guest. I want to talk to you about the new law. Have you been looking at the new laws proposed in Sacramento about the Second Amendment?
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk a couple of minutes about that?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN for experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. No, I won't. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, 8:55 in the morning. Our guest tomorrow, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka and Mrs. Dr. Dhanuka. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And they, you know, she, of course, is an oncologist here in town. And the good doctor is the first one that gave a colonoscopy. Is that the right word? Where they go up and check, Linda. And it, and she did it on the air. So you know what? That's got to be something. Yeah, I know. Tim's over there going, but they're going to be on. We're going to be talking tomorrow. Plus, we have a couple of the things that we're rolling in here, too, to surprise you with. Tim, Second Amendment.
Yes.
It seems like New York and California are vying to be the craziest.
Well, don't forget Colorado. They've
did something, too. I can't even figure out Colorado. But on all these bills are introducing to restrict the Second Amendment.
Correct.
What do you think about this?
Well, you know, ever since Heller and McDonald, Heller, of course, was the decision out of the D.C. McDonald is the premier case that held for the first time that the Second Amendment applies to the states. So the Supreme Court talked about reasonable restrictions. There's no problem with reasonable restrictions. So the key is going to be the term reasonable. And all of these laws, you might as well call this the, you know, Full-Time Attorney Employment Act, because these are going to be litigated in court for a long time, because the point is going to be argued that it's at somewhere along the line, it has become unreasonable. And these restrictions are now starting to infringe upon the ability not only to own a firearm, but to be ready to use a firearm in defense.
Well, the problem is that everything that I see that they're doing is just another chip, that it's just another impediment.
Absolutely.
That they can't come out and say, though they did, I think, 20 years ago, to outlaw guns completely. Well, you can't now, as you said, right, under the Supreme Court. But we can put enough restrictions on you.
Correct. And remember, that's what Heller started with. It was the restrictions. The D.C. City Council voted a bunch of restrictions, and the Supreme Court struck them down, saying, no, the restrictions that you put in place, in essence, made it impossible to own a firearm in a usable, functioning form. So that was the key in Heller.
Well, I'm looking down there, and I see the people. I know they're doing a story. They were getting ready to do a story is that Shasta County per capita buys more guns than anybody else.
I can believe it.
And what they're trying to say is, well, see, California says you can buy these guns. you know, you don't have any problem with these restrictions. Well, you do have problems.
You have big problems.
Because there's a lot of things there that, you know, the 10-day wait, you know, after they've already done the check. I guess the 10-day is to make sure that you, are not going to run amok or something within that 2 days or 5 days. Why 10?
The problem is no matter what restriction you put on, the only person who's going to restrict is a law-abiding citizen.
That's it.
The person who wants to use a firearm unlawfully doesn't care what law you put into place. He's going to use that firearm unlawfully, period.
I will steal it. I will steal ammo. I will go across the state lines to buy ammo. I'll do anything I want. But the only one it touches is a 30-year-plus veteran of the Marine Corps, top secret clearances. I haven't even had a parking ticket in 30 years.
Right.
And yet you're going to restrict me from having, weapons or buying ammunition.
Exactly.
or make enough restrictions on me.
Yep.
You know what? The one we're talking about, the one that has the 100% recidivism rate.
Right.
He doesn't care. He's
nope.
going to get it.
No, he needs it. That's his weapon of choice.
Yeah. Anyway, Tim Pappas. Yeah, I really like it. You know what? We need to have you on more. Because you think AB 109 is needed, yet we're having problems with that. The state should never impose, should not impose their, any restrictions on the First Amendment.
Absolutely.
And now they know once you do that, then you lose everything else. On the other hand, if you don't have the Second Amendment, sometimes the First.
Absolutely.
Will be restricted.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
We'll have you back on again soon.
Sounds good.
Hey, tomorrow, like I said, Dr. Pius Danuka, we're going to be talking, it's not only just medical, we're going to be talking Obamacare, I can promise you that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A terror trial in Florida ends with a Muslim cleric convicted. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Lisa, Hafiz Khan, the 77-year-old Miami imam, has been found guilty of raising and sending money to the Taliban in Pakistan. He claimed he was fundraising for a religious school there, and when prosecutors played tapes of him making anti-American statements to his donors, the imam insisted he was just trying to convince Muslim donors to give him the money. He was charged along with two of his sons. One was acquitted. The feds dropped the charges against the other. Khan is looking at a 60-year prison sentence, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. A nuclear-armed Iran? Vice President Joe Biden says not on President Obama's watch.
We're looking to and ready to negotiate peacefully. But all options, including military force, are on the table.
Biden telling a pro-Israel lobbying group just a short while ago.